what's called upfronts is a method in which the networks, broadcasting, streaming, can launch their new shows and their established shows to the media. Hi, and welcome to Best in Fest. I'm Leslie LePage, the director of the LaFemme International Film Festival, and this is a podcast for everyone who wants to learn more about making content for television and film and animation and everything that is entertainment worldwide. I have had requests and questions on what's the development process for television. You know, I would love to say that this is a simple answer, and I can give 5 minutes on this and we can call it a day for today's podcast. You know, if it were so simple, it would be great. You know, before COVID, really a few years before COVID, things really started changing when the platform of the streaming networks started changing the landscape. And what was the old way, the norm of the big broadcasting television networks doing development was that they would have what's called a pitching season. And during those several months, usually from somewhere in June or July, going all the way until October, November, it would be this old pitching season where the writers, showrunners would have an opportunity to come in and pitch these new shows. But, you know, all of that has changed. And this old form of a season, a pitching season, isn't happening anymore. And a lot of these broadcasting companies have moved into what's called a year-round pitching opportunity. And that's really based off of cable and streaming, who have operated like this, not having a limited time frame. But in essence, you know, what was the purpose of this? The purpose of this was condensing a limited time frame where the networks had an opportunity to choose what new shows they wanted to purchase. And, you know, some of those shows, when we were in the height of this whole seasonal pitching, was up to 100 shows, new orders of shows the networks would contract out to have these made on any one season. As I said, this is really all changed, and especially this year in 2024, because of the strikes, a lot of the networks are pushing the shows that they would have started this year to kind of catch up on shows that were under the moratorium due to the strikes, and they're pushing those over into 2024-25 season. But this year-round development has really taken the head, and what this has allowed the studios to do is really have an ongoing dialogue that opens them up to looking at these potential shows and then incorporating them in at whatever time frame they need that show to be pocketed in for. And that's good and bad. It's great because it now opens it up to much more opportunities for those that are developing television and having an opportunity to meet these executives and kind of hawk your ideas. But it's really, what does this all really boil down to? Well, let me kind of go through, you know, the system and how the system leads to ad dollars, because that's really what we're talking about. And even the streaming networks have altered. You know, Netflix had no commercials, and now, you know, they are incorporating some commercials. Some of the other streaming companies have incorporated commercials that you can't fast forward through anymore. So they're locking you in, much like the broadcast companies have done since the 1950s. But as we go into, you know, the TV development, once a project is pitched and the studios show interest, you will be the writer, or the writing team will be asked to submit a story document, which is a Bible in a treatment. And as soon as this pitch is accepted and they want you to submit this story document, you're kind of on that path of well, maybe this is something that they're going to, you know, take on. You know, as this progresses, at some point they're going to contract out and have you write the pilot script. And this is your first draft, and this is what the draft is that will be taken around and shown to everybody, and everyone will have comments on this. The executive in charge of the broadcasting company, the production company that's either an in-house production company or an outsourced production company that's bringing it to the networks. And so all of these development people at these different levels, these different opportunities will have comments that have to be incorporated into developing the script. Once that is passed and everyone is signed off on the several rewrites that occur to finalize that pilot script, kind of the next level is where the networks are saying, okay, we're going to commit. We're going to commit with different options. And some of these terms and options are kind of wonky and crazy, because you're not really sure whether you're getting your pilot done or not. You know, some of these terms, there's something called put pilot into commitment, and that's when the network pretty much promises to film the pilot unless the script turns out to be really, really bad. There's another term called script order with penalty, and that's usually when the network promises to order the pilot after he gets the script. And if they don't, then the producers could get anywhere up to, you know, a certain amount of money for it not materializing. There's another term that's called pilot order, and this is usually when the network is ordering the filming of the pilot, possibly and most likely after seeing the script. There is something called direct to series order, and this is when the network will order the production of a certain amount of episodes up front, even without seeing the pilot, and they cannot go back on that particular amount of episodes they're ordered, but they can and have to pay for this, right? So that's a more committed order that the network does. And then there's an on-air commitment. This is usually when a network promises to put the show on television even before anything's been filmed. And this is really only possible if there's a direct-to-series order. Sometimes some of the executives need to utilize actors that are under their contract, or writers or showrunners that are under contract, and they may have this on-air commitment. All of this boils down to the level in which the network believes in the pilot. So once it's committed to one of these many terms, versions of getting the pilot shot, the next thing that usually occurs is the casting and the crewing of this pilot so that it can be shot. And the whole reason the networks are shooting a pilot is several fold. One, they want to test market it to see if it's going to fly, if it's going to be received well, if the concept is working, if the ensemble actors are working. If not, then they'll have an opportunity to switch things around. The other reason that they're shooting these pilots is all because they want to convince the ads, right, to hawk their wares on the networks. In other words, it's all about ad dollars. And they use these pilots to promote and convince those to buy ads up front on this. And this really leads to what this podcast is all about today, which is the upfronts. You know, upfronts 10, 20 years ago were crazy, out of control. They've come up and down in different variations, but no matter how you look at this, what's called upfronts is a method in which the networks, broadcasting, streaming, can launch their new shows and their established shows to the media. And it's called upfronts because it's really a abbreviation of media upfronts, simply called upfronts. And it's a presentation that's done by the major television networks, streaming networks, to an audience of advertisers in hopes that they will invest their advertising budget into these particular shows. Sometimes the shows are new shows, sometimes they're established shows, but the reason that they're putting in all this effort is that they want a chunk of that advertising dollar from these advertisers to be spent for that particular show or on that network. Often the networks go to these extreme, elaborate, awesomely presented presentations to convince the advertisers of the awesomeness of their series of shows they are presenting to them, the series of new pilots on their new shows that they're presenting to them. And how did it all start? Well, way back in the 1960s, the upfronts spectacular thing it's developed into was quite simple. And it was literally just the negotiations between executives at the networks and the marketeers trying to gain advertising on a handful of TV shows like the I Love Lucy show or some of these other shows in the 1960s. And so this really started this whole idea of reaching out and convincing the advertisers that this is the show that they should put their commercials on, which is fascinating if you ever really want to do, you know, historical reach back to learn more about this. You know, now what it's become is this extravaganza of networks all converging on New York, where a lot of the advertising agencies and advertising community exists, and presenting these lineups all to sell these. And going into what is called selling out these particular spots. They've developed and they've evolved over the years, especially because of the streaming services that are showing content that are now in the game of showing commercials. This evolving upfront media extravaganza can be quite flashy and spectacle filled to gain the attention of the ad dollars. And this is, we're talking billions of dollars in the ad monies that are spent so that when you watch your show, those commercials that are showing on it are part of this whole ad spending crazy billion-dollar industry. About 20 billion from the 90 billion TV ad space overall spent is and happens during this time frame of upfronts in New York. And if you can think of, well, how do they know? Because they're asking the advertisers to commit to purchase ads on a, let's say, a new show that has a pilot that they've seen, that it's going to be good, that it's going to be their target market, that it's going to be valuable, a valuable exchange for them. Well, they can only go off of what the test marketing has shown, which goes back to what I said earlier. Once the pilots are shot, the studios usually go through what's a test marketing so that they can ascertain what's the target market, who's going to watch it, what kind of, you know, ads would do well on that particular show. And so they come with this information, these statistics, and channel that back into the advertisers and convince them to spend money, you know, on these new TV shows. For those that are existing TV shows, it's much easier. You know, if it was an established show that's been on for season after season, 20 seasons, 15 seasons on network television, it's much easier because you're trying to convince the ads just to keep coming back, right? And yes, you are looking at potentially bringing in other advertisers, but you definitely want the ones that have been reoccurring to come back season after season after season. The whole reason that this industry exists, this entertainment industry in the world of television, broadcast, and in the world of now streaming cable, is to help sell soap. Just like it was in the 1960s. When I Love Lucy was doing her own commercial on the Vitamedramine. So you have to look that this really hasn't changed. It's evolving. It's incorporating. It is all encompassing to now expand into the streaming networks. And the alteration of what was and used to be pilot season that doesn't really exist anymore and has now expanded to an all-year pitching season and contractual commitments to make pilots, all are based off of ad dollars. There's different types. There's called remnant ads and non-preemptible, and then the upfront ads, which is what we're really talking about. But all of this goes back to getting the advertisers to sell those ads on the content that you're watching. And I'd love to say that, you know, there'll be something out there that has ad-free. Well, there is, and you can pay for that by upgrading your subscription if it's on a streaming network or looking at some of these other, you know, non-ad content. You can always look at that. But in the more standard broadcasting, you know, this has been how they support that free television, that free content that you're looking at is through this ad dollars. And you know, it just has that crossover. So I hope that this has answered the question that a few of our subscribers have tapped in, wanting to know what television pitching season is and how that relates to, you know, seeing these ads. So keep in mind when you are creating a TV show that at some point somebody's going to want to sell this to an advertiser and understand that that's part of the process. Once you get to the point of a commitment from a studio, congratulations on that. Then the next thing is how much ad space can you sell? Thank you for listening to Best in Fest. For all those that want to hear and rate and rank us, don't forget to do that on any of the podcast platforms you're listening to us on, and join us for our next podcast with some fabulous guests coming up next week.